I'm Angie LaRose, and let's talk about the Forum, the fabulous Forum. 1967 is when the Forum first opened. Jack Cook Kent was the owner at the time. It was designed by Charles Luckman. It was built to be a sports arena. Now, it had event venues, concerts, and things of that nature in there. I've seen concerts in there years ago. I saw circuses in there years ago. I don't do sports, so I never saw a sports event there. But sports was the main focus, and the Lakers played there. The LA Kings played there. The Clippers played there. The LA Sparks, the ladies' basketball team that came out of the 1984 Olympics, I believe it was, played there. I mean, everybody who was anybody, a team in LA that wasn't football, played at the Forum. And then Staples Center was built, and they lured them all away. And then began the sad downfall of the Forum. Well, the original Forum was a color called California Sunset Red. And one of the things that Madison Square Garden has done in their restoration of the Forum, they've done plenty of renovation, but they have remained true to the original structure. They've just done a beautiful job. But one of the things that they did was change the color from the blue that we had been looking at for 20 plus years back to the original color, which is now known as Forum Red. So it's got its own color, its own color name. The Forum was a driving force in Inglewood, always, always. I was an accident investigator with Inglewood Police Department in the 90s. I worked nights, so I got to see the Forum working. And the traffic of people going into the Forum for an event or people coming out of the Forum for an event was, well, it was hard to deal with, certainly, like all traffic is, but it was lovely to see because the place was alive and it was thriving. And suddenly, when Staples opened and all of the teams got lured away, it was all dark. And it was just sitting there. It was owned by a church. It was the church that Madison Square Garden bought it from. And the church tried to hold, the church has a large membership in the thousands, but the Forum seats now 7,500, and I think it might have been just a little bit more in its original form, but the church could never actually fill the Forum with services, for services. There just weren't that many people going to church, I guess. I don't know. The place essentially sat fallow. Nothing was going on with it. Now, Inglewood residents have always used the Forum parking lot for exercise. Kids have learned to drive on the Forum parking lot. Kids have learned how to skateboard, ride a motorcycle on the Forum parking lot. And residents have used it probably since the day it was built for exercise. They walk around the Forum. They walk on two sides, three sides, four sides, whatever. Inside, all the way outside if you really want a good workout. And one of the nice things that the Forum has done in the restoration is they have marked in the parking lot where you hit a quarter of a mile so that those who are exercising there will know when they have walked a quarter of a mile and moving on half mile and so on down the line. It's part of the public art in the Forum. And on the subject of public art at the Forum, I want to tell you how absolutely thrilled I am that the public art at the Forum is all done by two Inglewood artists. One of them has been in town well over 25 years, flown way below the radar. Nobody knew she was here. It's all been kept very quiet. She has never done any artwork in Inglewood before, and I was just so thrilled when I found out that Gail McCall had been chosen to do the sculptural work, the benches that you see not only around the Forum exterior, but on the four corners so that you can sit while you're out there exercising or whatever. The other artist from Inglewood is Michael Massenburg. He has been a driving force in Inglewood for a long time. He has shepherded, I think, three or four public artworks in terms of murals, community murals in the town. And he's about to do another mural for us in our library. So it's really wonderful that Michael Massenburg, who has works around L.A., has works in other cities, has finally gotten something in his hometown. But the Forum is back. It's gorgeous. The inside is done in gold and a deep red. The seats are very cushy and comfy. The aisles are lighted, unlike the original Forum. You took your life in your hands. If you got up out of your seat and tried to go down the aisle, down the stairs while the lights were low. But Madison Square Garden has done an absolutely wonderful job with the Forum. And it's so grand to see the place alive again. It means a great deal to Inglewood, not only in terms of revenue, as that would in any city, but in the whole feeling of the city. And it really is, having the Forum back alive and working again is really a way for Inglewood residents to know that this town is turning around and is becoming the town that it should be.